I must have been good for him because
I became a
lifelong friend. Uh-huh. See, Louis Armstrong and my father went to boys' home together when they were kids. Uh-huh. So need I say more? That's naturally, right. I've been knowing him all my life. I'm proud of that.
Yeah. You told me that Louis gave you a very special favorite one time.
Oh, yes, he did. Louis gave me a golden trumpet, gold-plated trumpet, and he had blown this horn all over the world. And he came back, they gave me this horn, and he says, Al, you know, I'm giving you this horn, he says, but I want to tell you a little more about it one day. So as the years went by, you know, one day, just recently, I say several years ago when he was ailing, you know, and he says, Al, you know, you got the only horn that don't have any identifying marks on it. So I think we should do something about that. He said, you know, when I die, this horn is going to be worth a lot of money. And lo and behold, maybe a week or two after that, he wrote me a letter, and in this letter it stated, I, Louis Satchmo Armstrong, proudly presented this Emo trumpet, E-M-O, that's the name of the horn, to my trumpet-playing homeboy, who was one of my most ardent friends and dedicated admirers, signed Louis Satchmo Armstrong. And he says to me, he said, now, you know, Al, he says, you're the only man in the world with a pedigree trumpet.